Joanne, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, I mean, screen time is such a huge issue when it comes to kids and raising kids. What are some of the negatives of too much screen time?
Oh, lots of negatives, of course. One, you know, we want children to grow up to be healthy, well-balanced, have a great outlook on life, feel good about themselves. If they're always on a screen, then they're going to miss out on a lot of relationship buildings and just exploring their world. It can really diminish sort of all the experiences that they could potentially have. So for young children, it's always best to have, they can have some time on screen, but, you know, you want them to have lots of different kinds of experiences, because all of that helps their brain development, their social skills, and just their outlook on life.
So now the American Academy of Pediatrics has released a new set of guidelines for screen time when it comes to kids and how much screen time they should be getting. Could you tell us about some of the new changes?
Yeah, the big changes, actually, they were just released a few days ago, and massive changes all around. So one of the big changes has been that previously they'd stated that any child under two shouldn't use a screen at all. Well, that's been dropped now. So they're saying it's okay for younger children, very young children, to be able to use a screen. And they give the example that, say, a parent or a family member is away, and you're on a video chat program talking to that family member, then it's okay for your child to join you. They might be just a year old, but that kind of thing is okay. And it's also okay if they say around 18 months for them to watch an educational show on TV or on their screen, as long as a parent is with them or an adult is with them, to talk about that show with them. And another big change has been for older children. So previously, children 6 to 18, they were given a maximum of 2 hours screen time per day, which anyone listening who's that age or who's a parent with children at that age will know that has been nearly impossible, because kids are using it for school and homework and connecting with their friends and entertainment. So they've dropped that guideline now, and they've now said, well, parents, it's up to you. One size doesn't seem to fit all anymore. It's up to parents to decide the best maximum amount of time that their children should be on a screen, and that should fit in with the family rules, the days of the week, you know, what's happening for the child at that time with school and socially. So it's a much more individualised approach to screen time now.
So now, if I'm correct, this is the first new guideline change since the 1990s, so it's been a while. However, a lot of all of the amount of screens in our houses, I mean, look, there's so many more screens in our house in 2016 than there have been, I guess, at any other point throughout history. Why do you think it's taken this long to change the guidelines?
Yeah, well, good question. I agree with you. It has. The guidelines were developed in the 1990s. In response to kids watching violent or sexual content on TV. And as you said, screens have changed so much, not only in what we do with them, but in the number we have that are around us all the time. One of the reasons for the change, as I said, is that parents just haven't been coping with these really strict guidelines. But also in that time, there's been a lot of research that has come out that's now starting to show us that, you know, children engaging with interactive screens could actually have quite a few learning benefits. It can benefit very young children in terms of developing their language. It builds a nice sense of community for children or for teenagers who maybe have a problem or an issue, and they can talk about it with either their friends or just an online community who have the same kind of focus. And there's lots of mathematical literacy, problem solving, creative learning benefits from using a screen, as long as it's good quality screen use. That's what the guidelines are saying, and that's what this research is saying as well.
So in your opinion, do you think that there should be any more guidelines added to the list or some taken off in order to manage the time that kids do spend on screens?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think it's hard to put a time limit on how much time kids spend on screen, because it's so different every day, and it depends on the age and it depends on the home they live in and what they're doing. But I think a lot of parents will be really worried about sort of being left to their own devices and not really sure of what they're supposed to do now, what is a healthy amount of time for kids to be on their device and what isn't. I think probably at this point there probably needs to be quite a bit of information given to parents as well as to children and young people, just to help them understand the benefits of screen use, what quality screen use is, and where all that can fall down, and you know that you're just engaging with rubbish all the time for sort of long periods of time, and the effects that might have on your short term as well as long term. So that information building needs to be happening now, I think.
And just before we do let you go, Joanne, for any listeners out there that do have kids and screens, which I'm sure is quite a few people, how should parents and families work within these new guidelines?
Yeah, there's a couple of tips I can give. So one is, it's always a balanced approach, as stated. So a child's technology use shouldn't take over them doing playing sport or sleeping or spending time with others. So always aim for a balanced, healthy approach. Parents also need to take an active role in their children's technology use. So in my own research, I often find that when I talk to parents about what their children are doing on screen, parents will say, oh, you know, I don't know. I don't really take part in any of that. I'm not really. So it's a good idea for parents to be involved. And I don't mean, you know, doing everything with the child when they're on their tablet or on their phone. I don't mean that. It's just being interested in what they're doing and talking about the kinds of content and just being involved like you would be in any other part of your child's life. And also, if you're aiming to manage screen time so that your child has a balanced life, then don't leave it to chance every day. Have a plan, you know, have some time in the day where there's no screen. You're just talking with the family, you know, it might be around dinner or when you're cooking dinner, but there's always a time when everyone's off the screen and everyone's just talking and chatting together. That's really important as well.
Well, Joanne, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thanks, my pleasure.